Isn't it awesome to be in the house of God? Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, open it up. Prayerfully, this isn't the first time you opened it this week. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. I'll start there. I'm going to build a foundation for where we're going. Amen. God has something he wants to say to all of us today. Matthew 12, verse number 36. I'm going to start here and build a foundation for where we're going. Jesus said, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." I want you to understand how important words are. How important what we speak is. Solomon says in Proverbs 18:21, he says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof." In other words, when we speak things, they become something. Amen? Amen? So look with me today in Matthew 10 for our text this morning. And we'll see what the Lord wants to say to each of us. Matthew 10, I was just building the foundation in Matthew 12 and Proverbs 18, but their text today is in Matthew 10. Verse number 16, he says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they shall deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in the synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." The title of this morning's message is simply, "Who's Speaking?" Who's speaking? Three questions God wants to pose to us today is, are we speaking spiritually? Are we speaking truthfully? And are we speaking internally? Internally. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. So if we can lift our word together and make a declaration in the house. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Amen." Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word to this house this day to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that gathered here today. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words come forth. May they come forth to edify, to encourage, to comfort each and every one that is gathered here. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory, honor, and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people give him the glory. Amen. Amen. You know, the Lord keeps reminding me how important our words are, that when we speak words, words all of a sudden start manifesting something. Amen? And if we truly believe the power of the word, we know that we've got to be really sensitive to what we speak. That's why the Lord gave us two ears and only one mouth. Could you imagine having two mouths? It's hard enough with me to keep up with the one. Amen? So first we want to look at, are you speaking or are we speaking spiritually? And we're going to start with 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as the Apostle Paul is getting ready to teach on the gifts of the Spirit, being active in the body of Christ. We're going to look at verse number 3. He says, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost." If you have declared Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you have the Holy Ghost. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. Greater is the one that's in you than he that's in the world. You have the Spirit of Christ dwelling and living in you. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 12, he says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Amen. In other words, God is saying that we're to speak spiritually. God has given us the Spirit to guide and direct the words we say. Have you ever said something and all of a sudden you went, "Oops. Oops, I let that slip out"? That was the conviction of the Holy Ghost, amen, telling you to bite your tongue. In other words, if you don't have something to say that builds up, encourages, and comforts the hearer, you best keep your mouth shut, because you give weapons to the adversary. When our words are spoken, we feed the adversary ammunition to fight against us with. He has enough. I don't want to give him any more. Right? Right? Amen? I ain't going to feed that monster. I want him to starve to death. And when I speak the word of God, he don't want to swallow that. Amen? So what he's saying to you and I, when we're speaking, are we speaking spiritually? Are we getting an unction from the inside or from the outside? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4 so I can bring this to a little more clarity. 1 John chapter 4 We make sure that the spirits are God. Amen. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is God, is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Amen. And in other words, are we speaking spiritually? Are we speaking by the spirit of truth? Are we speaking in the spirit of error? Amen? And in other words, what the Lord keeps talking to me about is guarding my tongue. He tells us in James, it's a little member and it's really hard to control. Amen? Are you with me? Are you with me? If on a farm, if my words were like kernels of corn, and I shot that word out and it went into the ground, it's going to grow. Amen? There's something that's going to grow from it. There's a fruit that's coming from it. Amen? And God wants us to know there's fruit from our words. Amen? Amen? Blessing or cursing? We should bless, not curse. Amen? Amen? We should be men and women that are speaking blessings. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, why do I speak into the wrong answer instead of what I'm hoping for and believing God for? Why don't I start speaking the answer instead of the problem? Jesus. Amen? He said, hey, I believe it. I believe there are people that were healed in the house today. I believe God touched some people in some different ways. I know the Lord can't touch you just a minute ago. Amen? Did you see something change? Did you feel something change? I saw something change. I saw something in your eyes change. Amen? Praise God. Why? Because He's God. And He loves us and He has a plan and a purpose in every life in the room. Amen? And I serve a good God. I serve a great God. That's what we've been singing. I sing a good God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever I asked for or even thought. Amen? He blows my mind sometimes. Amen? Amen? In other words, what the Lord is saying, hey, He said He's given us the Holy Ghost. Amen? We need to be led by the Spirit, not by our flesh. The flesh and the spirit are enmity against one another. It's a battle. It's a battlefield. And the one you feed is the one that wins. Hey, you know what God wants us to do? He wants us to starve our flesh and feed our spirit. Now, he's not telling you to go on a hunger strike, but He's talking about the lust of the flesh, desires of the flesh. You starve that thing and you feed the spirit, and the spirit will overtake the flesh. Amen? Hallelujah. Because you know what? The word works. I read the end of the book, and we win. Have you ever read a book, and you just couldn't wait to see what happens, and you kind of skipped ahead, and you saw what the end of the book was about? Some people lose interest in reading after that, but, man, I read the end of the book. We're victors. Hallelujah. We've overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our, by the word of our, by the word of our. Come on now. We've overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our. Hey, man, what are we speaking? What are we speaking? Are we speaking spiritually? Are we speaking in the flesh? Amen. Amen. I know that when God arises, the enemy scatters. Amen. I want to feed Him. And I want to feed on the manna from heaven. Amen. You know, when you feed yourself on the manna from heaven, you'll never grow hungry. Amen? You can keep eating and dining and dining and eating and eating, and you don't gain weight. Honey, 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 honey. Honey from the rock. Just like honey from the rock. Hallelujah. Amen. I like sweet stuff. I like junk food. Hallelujah. There's nothing better than a nice, nice slice of pie. A friend brought me a key lime pie the other day, and it was so delicious. It was so good. Amen. It doesn't compare to anything that Jesus has for you. So we're going to speak the truth. He says that hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So secondly, are we speaking the truth? The truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay? So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Verse number 14. He says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in Him into all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In other words, we speak the truth, but we speak the truth and love. Amen? Amen? Because love does what? Love will cover a multitude of offenses. So as we operate, as we minister to one another, we have to continue to minister in love. Amen? 1 Peter This wasn't one of my good Holy Ghost jump up and down preaching messages. But it's one that we need to hear for where God has taken us. How many believe that we're on a journey? How many believe that God has a plan and a purpose in every person that's in the room? How many know that God's plans for you is for good and not for evil? He gives you a hope and an expected end. Amen. That we're not just here just for the sake of being here. That we're moving and we're moving in direction with purpose. God just doesn't send us somewhere just to go haphazardly anywhere you want to go. We're moving in a direction. We believe God is taking us in a direction. He's saying in this house today, be careful what we speak. Let's speak, let the Spirit of God, let's speak spiritually. Let's speak truthfully to one another in love. Amen. Amen. In other words, deception won't get us anywhere. The Word of God says in Ephesians 4, 1 Peter 4, verse number 8, he says, above all things, have fervent charity or love among yourselves, for charity or love shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, and as every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So as we're communicating with one another, we're communicating and we're speaking spiritually, we're speaking truthfully in love. Apostle Paul even says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 22 tells us to change the way we speak. He says in verse 22 that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Amen? Amen? We can be truthful and honest, and we can communicate to one another in love. Amen? Amen? You know, because if you tell somebody something that they don't want to hear and you do it in love, there's a way to address things without bringing hurt. Now, my daddy, when I was a boy, he didn't dress things. He dressed them in love, but it brought me hurt. Hello? He believed in spare the rod, spoil the child, and he didn't spare the rod, but I was still a spoiled child. Hallelujah. But that's not what we're talking about. And we're not talking about the rod of correction. We're talking about, if you see your brother or your sister heading in a direction that's going to harm them, and you don't warn them in love, what happens to them is on your account. You know, so many times we just wink or we close our eyes and pretend that we don't know what's going on. We're not here to judge anyone. God didn't call any of us to judge anyone. I have one judge. He sits on the throne. That's Jesus. You know, so we're not here to judge anyone. Amen. Amen. We're here to love you right where you are and pray that you don't stay there. Hello? Because the truth is, none of us have arrived yet. If we get to the place where we think we've arrived, we're in trouble. All of a sudden, pride starts coming in. And pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. Hello? That we're all a work in progress. By the grace and mercy and the love of God, all he is talking to us about today is, hey, we need to change the way we speak. Amen? Amen? If you could see something in the Spirit, and I pray that God just opens up your eyes to see something in the Spirit. When we speak words, we beckon demons. We cast demons and we call them to go back into darkness. When we deliver, people are delivered from demons. We don't just let them go free. We send them back to the pits of hell. When Jesus got the demoniac at the Gadarenes, he sent the swine into the river, okay, into the lake. They went into the deep. And when we take authority over demons and darkness, we send them back to the abyss where they came from. But what happens when we start speaking things, we call them back. Hello, I'm looking for you. Amen. We beckon to come. So he's saying to you and I, hey, we're men and women that are filled with the Spirit of God. And if you haven't been filled with the Spirit of God, it's time to get filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. That we walk and we operate, we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. It's a battle. Amen. But greater is one in us, right? I'm just speaking God's word. He said it, I didn't. You know, and he said, I said it, do you believe it? Do you believe I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me? Do you believe that I'm more than, nay, in all these things I'm more than a conqueror? Do you believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up I shall condemn? Amen? I'm going to take authority over those tongues. I ain't going to buy those words. Some of you, you're brokenhearted because there's been words that have been spoken into you. Even from when you were a little child, there's been wrong things that were spoken in you, and those things are inside of you. God says, that's not the child I created. I created you after the image of my son. Hello? He says, you tell that lying devil to get back. Get back. I'm a child of God. I'm bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Devil, you're a liar. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm blessed going in and coming out. I walk in the favor of God. Amen. Amen. I don't care what somebody said about you in the past. It's who you are now in Christ Jesus. Take devil, get behind me. Amen. Hallelujah. See, hey, we're gathered together today to have a victory party.
Amen.
Hello? Because Jesus said, it is finished. Come on now. Come on now. God wants you to get a revelation of who you are in him. Amen? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, this is a pep rally for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hey, we hear enough negative in the world. We don't need to come to the house of God and get negged out. Amen. God's got some good things. Amen. That kind of gets me excited. We're going to walk in love. We're going to walk in the truth in love. We're going to speak spiritually, speak truthfully, and guess what? Speak internally. Speak to yourself. I remember it was kind of early in my career. I was a salesman, and then I was a sales manager, then I was a project director, and I advanced in the sales industry. And one of the things is I used to get up in the morning and tell myself how good I was. Huh? I had to get that in my head. I convinced myself, man, I'm the best closer that ever walked on this earth. I would motivate myself. So many times people are waiting for someone else to motivate you, and God says there's not going to be somebody around you all the time to motivate you. He wants you to motivate yourself. He tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, he says in verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to make a melody in your heart to the Lord, and giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Speak into yourselves. Amen? Amen? In other words, I've got to, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them, and I've got to speak to it. I've got to speak to myself. Amen? You know, there isn't always someone there to help you. That's when the enemy attacks you the most. That's why in James 5, when he's teaching you on prayer, before he ever says to call the elders to pray for you, he says, if there's any afflicted, let them pray. If there's any merry, let them sing psalms. Okay? In other words, and then he said, you can call on the elders of the church. He tells you to do it yourself first. He said, and you know what? One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and I always say favorite because it's a favorite, man. It's got so much power, is Jude, verse 20. I put this in practice every morning. Every morning. Every morning. But ye beloved, building up who? Yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? That's what he tells you to do. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So, man, you know what I'm doing in the morning? I'm building myself up. I know the adversary is going to come in. I know the adversary is going to attack people in the body that I have to stand in gap for. I've got men and ministers around the country that I stand in the gap for and I minister to. And I know the adversary is going to come, so I've got to get prepared. So in the morning, first thing I do is I get in the Word and I pray in the Holy Ghost. I build up my most holy faith. Jesus made it simple for this. God wants you to know that the Holy Ghost is for everyone in the room. Jesus said, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? How do I get it? Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks, receive. Everyone that seeks, finds. And everyone knocks, the door will be opened. Hallelujah. Amen. God's got some good gifts for everybody in the room. Hallelujah. So in closing today, I guess I said what I was supposed to say. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I? He's asking a simple question. Who's speaking? Are we speaking spiritually? Are we speaking truthfully? And are we speaking internally? Amen? So can you all just stand with me? I'm going to close the service a little different today, if that's okay. I know everybody in the room. I don't have any guests that I have some guests here, but I know he's my brother Rick Holder's and his wife is a man and woman of God. He heads up the Businessmen's Association here in the Christian Businessmen Association. So I know everybody in the room knows Jesus. But I know if you're like me, everybody in the room's had some problem with their mouth. Is it just me or is God speaking? So can we lift our hands in the sanctuary today? Just lift them up in act of surrender. I know it's difficult. You don't have to. Hallelujah. And can we corporately pray? Say, Lord, you see my heart. Help me, Father God, not to speak those things that bring me harm. Lord, I need a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. Fill me, Lord Jesus, to overflowing. May you come bubbling out of me. Fullness of life. Fullness of joy. Fullness of peace. Fullness of long-suffering. Fullness of kindness. Fullness of goodness. Fullness of faith. Lord, I'm grateful that you chose me and that you anointed me and you called me by name. And Lord, I'm here today to answer that call on my life. Lord, here's my life. Use me for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.